You know, as I think about the words of the songs sung during this service, as I've sung them for years, they never cease to enliven my heart. Christmas Eve is without a doubt my favorite service of the year. It's something that I prepare for months and months in advance. My greatest memories as a worship leader and as a pastor are tied to a Christmas Eve service. And here we are in 2020, and here I am coming to you via video because of the chaos of this year. As I stand outside in this park across the street from my house, literally across the street, a slight violation of our quarantine by about 20 feet, I didn't think that this is how my first Christmas Eve in Oswego would be. But as I think about the snow falling, the quietness in my neighborhood, there is one word that comes to mind: peace. It is completely peaceful. Peace in the midst of chaos. In music, the opposite of a symphony is a cacophony, a discord of sound, the sound of chaos. And as some may consider 2020, we may certainly consider 2020 as a cacophony. Complete discord, complete chaos. What about you? Take a moment. What are your true feelings about 2020? It probably sounds much like the chaos of a cacophony, more so than the beautiful agreement of sound of the symphony. Over the past 4 weeks, we have looked at the first advent of Jesus Christ through the lens of the symphony of Christmas. We've seen the movement from crisis and the sound of grace to the sweet sound of prophecy. And this past Sunday, we saw the sound of worship. But here is something that we may not have considered. This symphony, the symphony of Christmas, happens in the midst of chaos, in the midst of a cacophony. And the reality of that symphony is that it is loud. It is so loud, so triumphant, that it drowns out the sound of chaos. We have to simply decide what we are going to listen to. This evening we had a reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And in a lonely town in Bethlehem, light is breaking forth. It's breaking forth in a quiet, unassuming town to two unassuming people. And just outside of the town, according to the passage, while all of this is happening, there are shepherds in their fields tending their flocks. They are minding their own business, living their lives. They are in the rhythm of life, and all of a sudden, a disruption. Chaos. The sight and sound of an angel breaks through, and according to the passage, it scares them. They were afraid. And this fear was not a good fear. This wasn't the fear of the Lord. And we know this because the angel tells them, "Fear not." In other words, they had the wrong kind of fear. The sound of their lives completely changes. In their minds, it was now a cacophony. It was chaos. But if we look closely at the chaos they are in, there's a reason for the chaos. You see, it's chaos to them, but in the midst of their disruption, from their perspective of the angel, there is a different perspective, a different sound. There is the sound of the grand conclusion to a magnificent symphony, a symphony with the sound rooted in the foundation of the world that has led humanity to this point. To hear a sound that ushers in the work necessary for our salvation. It ushers in that work in the midst of the chaos the shepherds are hearing. What is being brought by the angels is the sound of glory. I want you to put yourselves in the shoes of the shepherds for a moment. Because I believe that what they were experiencing is what we are experiencing in 2020. At this time last year, this church was preparing for a new pastor, considering me and my family for a call to this place, and there was probably no thought of what would come in 2020. We were all shepherds in our fields, living our lives, minding our own business, and then the sound that struck fear into us, a cacophony, pandemic. But here is what I believe we should have heard if we were listening closely. We should have heard the words of the angel in this passage. Fear not. Fear not. But why should we fear not? What makes this passage, what makes this Christmas Eve a word for us? Because the reason the shepherds were to fear not is the same reason we are to fear not. Good news. Good news in the midst of chaos. A symphony. Good news of great joy in the midst of a cacophony. And what was that good news? For unto us a child is born. In the city of David, a child, a Savior is given, who is Christ the Lord. This was the sound of the symphony being played in the midst of the chaos of a lost world, in the story of redemption. That is what we see in this passage. And in the midst of all of that chaos, in the midst of our chaos, the story doesn't change. It is as true as it was in the garden when it was prepared in Genesis. It was true in that manger in Bethlehem. It was true for the shepherds who heard it from the angel. And it is true right now, beginning to end in 2020. A Savior is born. Christ the Lord is given for all people. All people, the scripture says. He was given for you to bring a symphony in the midst of the chaos of 2020. But even more so, outside of 2020, the chaos that was there, the chaotic cacophony of our lives, that's really all 2020 is, right? It is a glimpse of our whole lives concentrated into 1 year. And what we need is to hear the sound of glory. We need to hear the glory in the field. We need to hear what the angel proclaims. Unto us a Savior is born. This, my friends, is glorious. As the glory of the Lord shone in their lives, is shown in the lives of these shepherds, it brought disruption. It brought chaos. It brought chaos on the surface, but in reality, it was bringing peace. And friends, I believe the same thing is happening in 2020. The glory of the Lord cannot be silenced by a pandemic. It is shining all around us. God is working in the midst of a pandemic. And what I am here to tell you this Christmas Eve, in the midst of a year you did not expect, fear not. The sound of glory rings louder than the chaos of life. This is what where we should be in 2020. This is where we find ourselves this Advent, this Christmas Eve, basking in the sound of glory, the glory of the Son of God coming in flesh. But not only is the sound of glory clearly heard by the shepherds in the proclamation of the angel, a sign is given. A visible expression of the glory to be heard is given. It will be seen by them. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. As these shepherds' lives go from minding their own business in the field and the glory of the Lord shone around them, as they hear and experience the glory of the Lord in this visitation of this angel, and it goes beyond good news for them. He gives them something tangible, something physical, a sign. They will physically experience the glory of the Lord in a manger not too far away. They will see it firsthand. Friends, as you think about this year and you think about the reality that the sound of glory has been ever present in your life, There has also been tangible, physical signs of our Lord and Savior, this child working in our lives, and we need to be reminded of that reality. One of the challenges for most pastors, the longer and longer that we preach, is what to teach and what to say at Christmas. Because the story never changes. It's the same story, a child in a manger. And friends, that is a good thing. There is a reason pastors preach Luke 2 every Christmas. There is a reason Linus proclaims this news in A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's because the physical manifestation of this child in the manger is a reminder that God is with us. And while we don't see him physically, in the manger, we see him working. He's working in our lives each and every day. We see the symphony of Christmas taking shape. We hear the sound of glory in the way he blesses us every day. Not only in the sound of glory, a sound that overshadows the sound of chaos, it is physically felt and experienced. And here is the reality for the shepherds that is just as real for us. If the glory of the Lord had not been shown in the angels, if it had not been proclaimed, if chaos had not been introduced, they would have missed it. They would have missed it. They would have missed being part of the glorious joy and the good news of great joy, not only news, but the physical, tangible presence of the Savior in the world. The sound of glory can be seen as well as heard. Now, as the shepherds experience this glory, as if the raw experience of this glory of the Lord with one angelic being proclaiming good news of great joy was not enough, all of a sudden, the sound increases. Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." The sound of glory cannot be contained. Why a multitude? What was the purpose of this visitation? The angel had already blown their minds. He had already had their attention. He had the attention of these shepherds. Here is why. It had nothing to do with the shepherds at all. It was the full expression of the multitude of heaven that could not be contained. When God is glorified and is experienced and seen and his purpose is seen clearly, even in chaos, those who see clearly the glory of the Lord cannot contain themselves. The multitudes represented what should have been the expected response of the shepherds upon realizing the glory that was being revealed to them, praising God. And it was. Later in the story, after the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard, they had seen and experienced the glory of the Lord, and they joined with the multitude that was praising God. Their experience lent themselves to that reality of joining in the praise of the multitude. That's what it brought. It brought something very, very important for these men. In the midst of that multitude, in the midst of that praise, something deeper was happening. It was something that they would experience. The sound of glory brings peace. Tonight, we will have a candle lighting and we will sing Silent Night together. What we experience here is what those shepherds experienced. It was normal life. Normal life. Then it moved to chaos. Chaos gave way to the sound of glory, the glory of the Lord, which burst forth in a multitude of heavenly praise. But after all of that, the real experience happens for these shepherds in a quiet manger, with just them, a few others, two awestruck parents, and a Savior. It was the picture of what the multitude said that Jesus would come to bring. Peace. This is what the Savior brings at Christmas Eve. Peace. The sound of glory brings the sound of peace in the midst of chaos. I'm going to invite Pastor Verlin and the worship team to come up. And as they do, I am reminded of all of the memories of Christmas Eve I have as a pastor. And while I didn't think I would be sitting at home with our watching this sermon with our online campus, I hear the glory of God. I see the glory of God. In the midst of the cacophony of chaos in 2020, what I hear is the triumphant sound of glory. The symphony is loud and clear. And my hope for you is that you hear it too. I pray that in this moment, you will realize how the glory of the Lord has been ever present, just as it was in that moment for the shepherds, that your heart is bursting with praise for God, your Savior. And ultimately, as we carry forth that praise in this moment, as the candles are lit and Silent Night is sung, that it will bring peace. I've asked Pastor Verlin to lead you in a time of prayer before we light our candles, before we sing. And in this prayer time, what I hope you will experience is a time of silent reflection on where the glory of the Lord has been ever present in your life in the midst of the chaos. And as we pray, we will ask in prayer that peace would fill our hearts. Peace, perfect union with God. That is what the sound of glory does. That is what the symphony of Christmas does. The sound heard on that first Christmas morning, it brings peace. This is the beginning of the finale of the symphony of Christmas. Glory brings peace. But the finale is not done here in the manger. I hope you will join us on Sunday for the completion of the symphony of Christmas, the sound of victory. But for tonight, my hope is that you will experience in the quietness of this moment, the glory of the Lord, the sound of glory that brings peace. Let's pray. Our good and gracious Father, we are living in the midst of a cacophony, in the midst of chaos. And it's not about 2020. Our lives in sin are chaotic. We live in a world that is chaotic. But you come to bring peace. And God, we pray that tonight as we see the glory of the Lord, that ultimately what we would see and feel and hear and experience is peace. That yet would resonate in our hearts. Guide us as we pray. Guide us as we sing. Guide us as we enjoy this time of year and reflect on the sound of glory and the symphony of Christmas that far outshadows the sound of chaos. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.